So I just want to run through some of our experience at Christiana and some of the things which we believe are unique, but honestly, when we say unique, what that means is I think there are lessons that are probably applicable to a lot of other people. So, from my background, I'm John Donnelly. I'm a faculty member for Jefferson, but my primary clinical responsibility and educational responsibility is at Christiana Care, and we're going to talk a little bit about our institution so you have some sense of it. So the objectives today is we're going to go through and kind of look at the need for global health education at an independent academic medical center. We're going to look at the structure for the global health program when resources are limited, and we're going to talk about how we keep the core training broad, but still look at developing some individual plans for residents and other programs. So just for the premise of why we're doing what we're doing, it seems that training in global health is one of the most asked questions that medical students will ask when they're applying for residency programs. And I think that this, I think there had been a question whether this was a trend, but it's clearly not a fad, and more of a sustainable trend that our students want education in global health when they come to be residents. So our previous state, we would have some rare lectures on global health. Most of the lectures were really probably about tropical diseases. The residents were disparate in their travel. They would make up their own travel plans and really have no significant supervision for that. There was very little engagement in our medical students in global health education because the residents were traveling and then not necessarily bringing information back to our students. And then the staff of the hospital really had very limited or disparate knowledge in global health as well. So we had, this is actually survey number two. So we had done a survey a number of years ago identifying the need for global health education, and the results were very similar. And we did a follow-up survey last year asking if residents wanted more detail. And as you can see, out of 97 respondents, 82% believed that the idea of having specific tracks in global health education was important. And that's a pretty amazing number when you think about it, 82%. And then about 20% said they would actually be interested in participating. So even though only 20% of people wanted to participate, a large majority of residents really wanted to have it available. So our goal was to make sure we could create a global health education that fit the needs for our resident students and staff. So just some background on the institution. Christiana Care is a large medical center. We have over 1,100 beds, and it keeps expanding, so I don't know what the number is anymore. Level 1 trauma, level 3 NICU, with pretty impressive statistics that puts the institution in the top 25 or 50% of all medical centers in the country. So we have very large clinical care. We have about 250 medical students. We're the largest academic affiliate for Jefferson, and we have medical students from many other institutions, including Toro, which I found out has actually multiple campuses, which is probably why we keep getting students from there. But we are not a university, and that means we are not a university with academic departments. We don't have full-time tenured professors. We don't have a school of public health. We don't have extensive basic science research, and we don't have 300 medical students per year on campus, like other institutions might. So what can we do about it? We try to find partners, and what we have done is really try to leverage the partners in our region. And Delaware has formed the Delaware Health Science Alliance, which is a collaboration between our institution, Christiana, as well as Jefferson Medical College in Philadelphia, the University of Delaware, and Nemours AI DuPont Hospital for Children, which is also a Jefferson affiliate. So with this collaboration now, we have found that we actually have a lot of the resources that we need to further develop our program, although honestly, most of it is still homegrown within our own institution. So the first step to developing our program is really trying to figure out a way to sell it to the institution. Institutions don't always see the benefit of global health, particularly when you're talking about an independent medical center that is not a university. They don't know why we need to train people that way. And so what we tried to do is start with the institutional premises. Christiana Care comes up with their mottos and their slogans and mission statements, and this was their one with the the diamond and focus on excellence. And so in our attempts to sell our need for global health education, we had to take their premises and make sure that we found ways to apply what we wanted to do to the goals of the institution as well. So we started with the structure of the program and looking at starting with our learners and figuring out who they are, developing what we thought was important was that it was interdisciplinary. We were not starting at department levels, but really looking at it across multiple departments. And we wanted to emphasize the public health aspects of global health and developing broad concepts and de-emphasizing tropical medicine, which is really what the existing state was. And we wanted to de-emphasize travel, which was also what the existing state was. So this was going against what I think a lot of people envisioned what global health was. Again, building partners in our local and regional community was important, and we really wanted to make sure we were finding a sustainable model for our students and residents. So what's the makeup of our program? Again, multidisciplinary is really the key aspect. Because each department is not as big as some university departments, we wanted to make sure we were crossing multiple departments here, and it's really within the spirit of what we were doing. We also wanted multi-institutions. We have participation from Jefferson and AI DuPont. We were able to find a lot of internal speakers, but we needed to be able to use our resources to find external speakers from University of Delaware, Thomas Jefferson. And we wanted to make sure that a shared curriculum between these departments was really the backbone of what we were doing for global health and how we could build on it. So this is our budget. Or maybe that's our budget, actually. So this is our budget. And because this is our budget, we needed to make sure that we were, again, sharing as many resources as we could. We did actually find some money. And some of the money, after we presented what we wanted to do to the institution's President's Council, they did give us a small grant to get things started and bring in some speakers and buy money for lectures and things like that, but not money to really do many administrative tasks, but it did help us get things started. The residents are responsible, and residents and staff are responsible for funding their travel individually, so we don't provide them money to do that. And we did ask some of the residency programs to provide a small amount of money to help us buy food, basically, for lectures, but it was very minimal. So the goal is start with the educational content. Again, we don't want this to be all about travel. We want this to be about education. So we started with the curriculum, which we've been doing for a few years now. And again, multidisciplinary was the key to it. It is co-managed by family medicine, med-peds, medicine, OB-GYN, emergency medicine, all developing content, coming together and deciding what the lecture content would be, inviting speakers, using our pooled resources. The attendance initially was designed to be physician level, particularly at the resident level, but what we found was that isn't necessarily everybody who wanted to attend. This needed to be something that was applicable to anybody in the institution. So that included students, but it included staff, administration, RNs, pharmacists. There was any number of people who worked in the institution that are interested in global health, and we had to make sure that we were reaching out to those. We also used an additional resource of the Delaware Academy of Medicine, which had a nice broad way that they could promote our content and get people even from the community to our lectures. So this is just an example of our curriculum. You can see we do try to de-emphasize tropical medicine, although there is some there, and our goal when we do have tropical medicine talks is to make sure that we approach them from global health and public health standpoints and talk about disease eradication as well as reaching out to deliver care in the most economical way. So again, starting with the broad audience, but we need to make sure that we do still have resident level education, which was our initial goal. We want to keep talks targeted towards global burden of disease, disease eradication, social determinants of disease, and have some disease-specific pathology, because physicians do want that. But we also need to be willing to deviate from the curriculum. So even though I can show that curriculum, you know, if there is a good speaker, we need to make sure that we get a good speaker in, because that's more important than following a curriculum. So our resident involvement turns out to be extremely variable. There are residents that just want the education, there are residents who just want the travel, and there are residents who want to be committed. What we've tried to do is the residents who are just there for traveling, we want them to, we want them to be supervised in that travel. Because we've created the structure now, they do have to go through the departments to get approval and guidance on their travel and bring things back to the institution. But we do not mandate that they participate in every lecture, but we really encourage them highly to. But with all that, there are a few residents that have a really, really strong commitment to global health. And what we want to do is make sure that we are providing them additional structure. So we looked at developing global health tracks for those residents. Again, starting broad, we used the multidisciplinary curriculum as the backbone for this, but we allowed the residents to create their own direction by creating additional content that they felt was necessary just at the department or resident level. We also had each department find mentors for residents. Those mentors and the department administration would follow the resident involvement and then from there create the residency tracks. So our goal of residency tracks is to be more structured for those residents. And that way the residents would have the opportunity to develop global health as a way of clinical or academic careers, expanding their knowledge. But more commonly is probably finding careers in underserved places in the United States, whether that be travel clinics, refugee clinics, or just taking care of the underserved. The goal would be for our tracks to be over a 2 to 3 year period, and currently our internal medicine, family med, and med peds programs are participating in tracks, with the medicine and med peds having two participants each, so 4 participants, and the family medicine program having 6 participants. And these are pretty small programs too. Family medicine has about 30 residents, and internal medicine has 36, med peds 16. So we are reaching out to our audience. The other departments still have the option to develop the programs, but have not done so yet. So the requirements. The residents should be attending or viewing 80% of the lectures. We are recording the lectures, so if they can't attend in person, they can view them at another time and tell us what they want to do or when they've completed that, so we track that. They also must present some information about global health, whether that be local, regional, or national. We want them to attend at least one global health conference during their residency, and so we really encourage that to be a national conference. And then we want them to meet with their global health mentor 2 to 4 times a year. In addition, they need 4 to 8 weeks of global health rotation. I put that in quotations because global health rotation can be any number of things. We are not mandating that they travel, although most people want to. That is just one of the many things that they can do to show that they are interested in global health. So as you can see, they can work in an underserved clinic or a travel clinic. We encourage them, if they are going to travel, they can do something like an elective, an ultrasound in the emergency department. We've also had people doing some public health research, or even one of our global health participants last year went to England to learn about the English healthcare system. So there are any number of things that we can do as a way of training them in global health, and we want to be open-minded about it. So the lecture series continues at Christiana as the main backbone, and what we've asked as a way to make this sustainable is that our participants in the global health track are part of our planning committee now. They help us set up these lectures. They help us get things ready, introduce speakers, find speakers, and it's been extremely helpful to have them involved that way. We also ask them to participate in the Delaware Health Science Alliance so that we can keep these regional connections and build the program there. So how does global health education fit into residency training? As you all know, who are involved in residency training, the ACGME has competencies, and in the competencies of the 6 competencies, we find that it is very clear that this education fits into it. This is important, again, like we said, selling it to the institution is necessary. We also have to sell to our programs to make them see the value in it. And this is a very clear way that we can do that. And it is also a way that programs can report back to the ACGME on how we are meeting the competencies. Our next steps, we want to continue to demonstrate the value to the health system and the community. We're going to continue to strengthen our collaboration with the regional partners. And we want to find new partnerships when available, both regionally, nationally, and internationally. The mentorship is extremely important, and we want to continue to find ways that we can place our residents who are interested in global health into fields that are fulfilling for them. And we are developing our core educators both locally and regionally. So we're working on international site partnerships. It actually isn't necessary for our program, but we feel that it could add to what we're doing. We are looking to try to get a global health track in the emergency department and OB-GYN this year. And we're hoping to continue to share our ideas with other programs, obviously. So what we want to do really is our goal is to take this global health experience for our residents and make sure that they're really turning it into this, which is their experience here. We really do feel that their global health education will help them be better physicians in the United States as well as around the globe. So I do want to thank our partners in our development of this global health track. Carla, Chris, and Audrey are residents. Actually, Carla just finished last year, and she's now one of our global health mentors. But these are residents that were really inspired to make this happen, and it was their energy and their dedication to make this happen that really pushed us to develop it the way we did. Thank you. Thank you.